It is the 2015 Virginia Film Festival. Today is Friday, November 6th. I am sitting across from actor Devin Druid. Say hi, Devin.
Hello.
Devin, you're in a film that screens tomorrow, Saturday at 1:45 in Newcomb Hall, called Louder Than Bombs.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about the film.
All right. Well, Louder Than Bombs is my first feature film that I worked on. It is a family drama about three men of a family coming together for the first time since the death of the mother in their family. And the film very much deals with the way that the mother has impacted each of their lives, the way she kind of changed each one of them in a different way, and their different memories of mm-hmm. her as a person, and then their different individual conflicts with each other, and how they're dealing with her loss and memory, and there are different conflicts with each other, as well as their personal things. Then coming together after that to kind of mend that rift.
So it's a very impressive cast, in addition to you, Devin Druid. It's Gabriel Byrne, Jesse Eisenberg, Isabelle Huppert, Amy Ryan, David Strathairn is always... He's always puts in a great performance.
Oh, yeah.
He's been a favorite of mine for like 30 years. So where was this film shot?
It was just filmed in a little bit of everywhere in New York. We did a little bit in Manhattan. We did some in upstate Nyack, Nyack, New York. That's pretty much like the only place I can remember, but a little bit in Long Island, but yeah.
So the director, help me pronounce his name. Is it Joachim Trier?
Joachim.
Joachim?
Yes, Joachim Trier.
You see, I'm glad you pronounced it, not me.
Trust me, I had the same problem. I was calling him Joachim for like the first week.
Oh, dear. But. What did he call you?
He called me Mr. Druid. He and I are really good pals, so he would... If it was Mr. D or something like that,
so
I don't know.
And the director, Joachim, where is he from?
He's from Norway. He's Norwegian. He's from Oslo, mm-hmm. I believe. I think he's from Oslo.
The according to the credits, this is a combination Norway, France, Denmark film. The film we're talking about is Louder Than Bombs, again, screened Saturday at 1:45 in Newcomb Hall Theater. So this is your first feature film. You're mm-hmm. a local actor, local at least, and you're a Virginia boy.
Yes.
You're from Midlothian.
Yep, Midlothian, Virginia, born and raised. Mm-hmm. But you can't say Midlothian because nobody knows who that is.
Right, outside of...
About 15 minutes from Richmond.
Exactly.
I spent a lot of time in downtown Richmond, Carytown, the fan, everywhere down there, around the VCU campus. But yeah, born and raised Virginia boy.
So how'd you get involved in this film?
This film, I was acting for a couple years. My agent had, or my manager at the time, had brought up this project about 2 years ago. I went up to New York and I auditioned for the casting director, Laura Rosenthal, and then we didn't hear anything for about a year. The project was put on hold. About a year later, I heard that it was back. I went up to audition yet again. Laura Rosenthal kept bringing me back in. Eventually, I went in to meet Joachim for a director's session. Mm-hmm. He seemed to like me. I was brought in one last time for a chemistry read with another actress in the film, Ruby Gerrans, who plays Melanie. And from there, we were cast, and it was a great time.
How long was the shooting schedule?
I believe it was a total of 35 days. I believe I worked 28 days or something like that.
So you were up there for 4 weeks.
Yeah, I was up there for a bit.
Mm-hmm. That's very impressive for a nearly two-hour film. Hour and 45, which to me is like the perfect length for a film. Try to keep
it. Oh, yeah. No, it was a very long script. There was something like 200 and something scenes. It was crazy how much we had to condense it, but... I think it turned out very well.
So this is your first feature film, but as we were talking before we began recording, for some people, probably not the first time they've heard of you. If you don't know the name David Druid, but you're a fan of Louis, mm-hmm. you played teenage Louis on those memorable episodes where we flash back to...
In the Woods Part 1, In the Woods Part 2,
where it flashed back to him as a teenager.
Yes.
And his relationship with his mom, and then he starts hanging out with his drug dealer.
Yep.
And he ends up stealing these microscopes from the...
The scales, yes.
The scales. And the... Yeah, so that was you.
Yes, that was me.
Louis. Okay, so Louder Than Bombs aside, tell me a little bit about working with Louis C.K. and being on the set of Louis.
Oh, he's... incredible. He's such a nice guy, and he really has this vision of exactly what he wants. And I think there comes this bit of pressure when you're going to play somebody mm-hmm. who already exists, because you're like, oh, I got to get it just right. You know, I have to take on his nuances. And with Louis, honestly, it was so much easier than I thought it would be because he lived this moment. It was like he knew exactly what he wanted. There wasn't any really beating around the bush as to, well, I kind of want you to play it this way. He's like, no, this is a little bit more of a somber moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just take that in. But he does everything. He edits, writes, directs, acts, takes the camera from Paul sometimes. But no, he was just such a great guy, too. I remember after we wrapped, the final scene we did is there's a scene in those two episodes where I run off and then I fall asleep in, like, the ditch outside.
Right.
And that was our final scene that we did at night. So we wrapped that. We finished. And then Louis just kind of took me by the shoulders and we walked off. And he was just telling me that he thought that I did a great job. And he looked at me. And I will always remember this. But he looked at me and he said, "You will have a career in this business for as long as you want one." And I really took that to heart. And it was just one of those really great moments that I remember. I was like, wow, this man.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And what a creative force. If people aren't watching Louis, you should be.
Yeah.
He's a showrunner. He writes it. He directs it. He edits it. Some of it himself. He said he was right on the set working on other episodes.
Yeah.
And I assume he cast you.
I went to Yeah, I auditioned for a casting director up in New York City, and oh goodness, I'm blanking on
that's
her name,
okay,
but she's fantastic, and I've visited her many times, but she's great. I casted her originally. I actually read for a different character in the episode, and she brought me back a couple more times, and eventually they were like, "Yeah, you're cast as young Louis."
That's awesome.
I actually. Quick side note.
Yeah, yeah.
I was told that I got the role on my birthday, so that was a great birthday present.
Nice. So any inside track on whether we're going to see young Louis again?
I have no idea. Honestly, I would love to say yes. I would love to come back. But that's up to him what he thinks episodes should be about. Whatever stories he has.
So we're talking to Devin Druid.
Devin Druid,
excuse me, can't even say your name right. The film is Louder Than Bombs. It screens Saturday 1:45 at Newcomb Hall Theater. Devin, is this your first time at the Virginia Film Festival?
Yeah, this is my first time doing the festival circuit this year. We went to Cannes a couple months ago. I just did Middleburg, and now I'm here. And I have to say, I'm very, very excited because I love Charlottesville so much. I don't really know how to say it, but I love the cobblestone roads, everything. It's just so cute, and it's like it's a really cute small town, and I think it's lovely. And I've been a fan of UVA for years. I was a big lacrosse player when I was a little kid, and so my dream as a kid, before I knew that I wanted to be an actor, I was like, I want to go to UVA, play lacrosse for their college lacrosse team, and study physics. That's what I want to be. I want to be a scientist. And so that was my thing, and obviously things changed a little bit.
Yeah, I got distracted from that.
I get to come back.
So what are your plans?
What are my plans?
What's
right now, I don't know. I really, really enjoy acting. I think it's a wonderful thing to do, and one of the most important things about it for me is that I enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's nothing better you can ask for than to be able to have a career in what you enjoy doing. I think it's really important. For me, so I just love to continue working right now and see what happens.
Well, according to Louis C.K., you will. it's been such a pleasure
guy.
To talk to you, Devin. This is Devin Druid, who is apparently a real damn movie star.
thank you so much.
The movie is Louder Than Bombs, screened Saturday at 1:45 in Newcomb Hall Theater. Devin, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you back here again.
Thank you so much. I'd love to.